Works wonders.
Makes sense.
I think I'm gonna wait a few more times before I try it again, though, because it really did. It worried me because I thought it was coming down, and I just felt like I was so low as it dropped during the roll that even if I hit the panic, I don't think it would have pulled it out. But I got lucky. I was able to straighten it back up and, you know, got her back up off the ground. But, man, I'm telling you, she couldn't have been more than 10 to 15 foot off the ground whenever she pulled out of the roll.
That's excellent, because now you got three lessons there. Start off a little bit higher and make sure you got plenty of speed up. And, hey, you're pushing the envelope a little bit. And, hey, you figured out what it took to get out of it. That's good stuff, baby. Keep pushing that envelope.
That's to me, that's what the little bit of benefit of being by myself is. I can do that and not feel pressured, you know, like I'm doing something wrong or whatnot. I can screw it up and see what I did wrong myself. Like some of my rolls, you know, if your ailerons are a little too far, you know, you don't really do a good roll. You kind of do a roll that the whole plane moves and you're not in the same line. And so I had a couple good ones and I had a couple bad ones that turned out just fine. They just didn't look as good, and you know, but it did. It took a lot of pressure off where I could just play and try some stuff and, you know, really get a feel for it and see what I could do, and got to relax a little bit.
Did you maneuver and mess it up and then kind of look around and see who was looking and say, I meant to do that. Wasn't that cool?
I took the wife with me. She recorded some of it, but you can barely see my plane off in the distance whenever she did it. But I did get some video of it. But, yeah, I mean, it wasn't as much distractions. Because I don't know if I told you, I about lost my plane on my first solo flight because the wife was like, yeah, tell me when you're going to land. So I turned around to look at her and told her. And I lost track of which way my plane was. I had to hit the panic button twice, you know, because once I started orienting it, I was trying to figure out if I was the right way. So I hit panic and it flattened it out. And then I was able to kind of figure out which way I needed to go to get my plane back. I turned it. I hit panic again just to make sure I was still good. And then I was able to fly it back toward me. But I about screwed that one up bad. So, like, this time when I went, I said, look, I'm not telling you when I'm going to land for the most part. I definitely am not going to turn around and look at you and talk to you.
Not pay for that kind of experience, Bo. Well, listen, I just pulled in here to the landfill. I got to dump this stuff off before I get dumped on, so I'll talk to you a little bit later. 73s, K and 4, BWA. I'm proud of you, boy. Yeah, I'm clear.
Have a good one, and I hope we'll talk at you again and maybe get on the field at the same time. KO4CEF, and I'll be standing by.
CEF, N4ZLK. Good afternoon, Andrew. N4ZLK.
Okay, KO4CEF. How you doing this afternoon or evening or whatever you want to call it?
Andrew, it's Shane here. Enjoyed listening to you talk about flying this. I want to do that eventually, but not there yet. Not enough time.
I understand that. That's the thing I struggle with the most, especially during the week, seeing if I can get away from work to go fly, but... And sometimes on the weekends, it just don't turn out. But, oh, yeah, I'm definitely enjoying it. I've learned some lessons, and I'm just waiting for the day I crash my plane. But so far, I've been able to bring it home every time. But it's been close a couple times.
See, you talk about that. I can imagine. It's probably going to happen. And then once you get through that, it might be a little easier. Take a little of that, some more of that pressure off of you.
Happen eventually. I know, I've at least looked like my plane. I know I can order all the parts for it, and as long as I can recover every bit of it, or at least the majority of it. But it's got to come eventually. I mean, I just know it's going to happen. I'm just going to try to avoid it as long as possible.
Scratch on a new car. You know it's coming. You just don't want it to.
Absolutely right.
I'm going to say hello. I'm about at my next place here. Have you talked to Patrick the last couple mornings?
he was on this morning, as a matter of fact. I talked to him for a little bit as I was getting ready to pull in the parking lot.
Haven't talked to him all week. Haven't heard him, really. Maybe we're just missing each other. All right. Well, have a good day. Like I said, I'm about at my next pickup point here, and I need to jump out. KO4CEF, N4ZLK.
With 73, KO4CEF.